back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, we missed Jaden Robinson on Thursday in his normal slot because he had class. After all, he's a student athlete. We're going to talk to him about that. Oregon State playing Colorado State at Research Stadium on Saturday. Obviously, a big football game coming out of the bye week. Jaden Robinson is with us. All right, what class are you taking that is messing around with our normal recording schedule or taping schedule? What are you taking on Thursdays?
I got music and Native American flute class.
Tell us what you learned on Thursday's class in those two areas.
You know the proper etiquette of bowling. Kind of like when you're driving, when both people walk up to the alley.
Yeah.
The person you let the person on your right goes first. So you know that was something I learned that I thought was pretty cool, unique about bowling. But you know,
like
that's
that.
The way it is.
I'm not good enough at it because I don't know if it would matter for me. But that's good to know, so you don't tick somebody else off and mess up a serious bowler in the next lane.
Most definitely, it's happened before. Believe it or not.
Are you a good bowler?
I feel like I'm pretty decent. I probably average from like on a good day, probably like 160 to 190.
Okay.
I'm not bad, so.
That's very respectable, though, and that'll help you. You know, when you're hanging out with friends, or you're out on a date going out for a bowling date. I don't know. Do kids still do that? Is that? Do you go bowling?
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I take my lady bowling all the time.
Is she good too?
She's decent. She's not bad.
Okay. All right. So, Jaden Robinson, we find out something about you every week. This interview, obviously presented by Jamba, and your local Jamba. Trent Bray, your coach, was on the show Wednesday. I asked him if you had taken him out for Jamba. He said he will. He'll offer to go have a conversation with you and say, "Let's have it over at Jamba." I mean, would Trent Bray be? Would that be fun for you to go with a coach, or is that when you're one on one with a coach in that kind of situation, does it get weird?
No, it would be cool. You know, I think we could walk up in Jamba and get us some, and sit down and enjoy together. But if anything, I'll definitely just have bring an order for him, something he likes.
I found out that he likes the TV show Cobra Kai. And he watches the King of Queens. And it doesn't surprise me. He's got a little Johnny Lawrence in him. He looks kind of like Johnny Lawrence. But what do you watch? What, if you're binge watching something, or what shows are you into historically?
Historically, I like Snowfall on Hulu for a little bit. I like anime a lot, but I like The Walking Dead. I like that. I like Fallout. Okay. I watch a couple of other shows, but yeah, I spend a lot of time. I like anime, so
okay.
I really just spend some time watching. I watch a little bit of everything.
All right, Jaden, you had a week off. How did you spend the bye week?
Recovery mode. You know, as many steps as I've gotten on my body, I'm in training room a lot. I'm taking care of my body. Same thing I do at the next level. Mainly getting the playbook, studying up on our next opponent, making sure the guys are ready to go. Still spending time with a lot of my teammates on the bye. You making sure we're still locked into the task plan. It's a bye week, but it's not time to get out of shape, get lots of days. If we'll take days off, we're still working and getting better every day.
Yeah, and I know when you talk about trying to get your body right or trying to get healthy, can you help people understand who have never played football what you feel like on a Sunday, Monday, or maybe what you feel like after having three or four games?
Feels like you got hit by a truck some days, depending on how hard the game was, how physical the game was for you at the position you play, but don't feel too good, but it's worth it.
Jaden Robinson is with us, Oregon State team captain, defensive back. Colorado State, I got to see them play a little bit. I watched their Colorado game. You're watching film of them. What do you see on film of their offense? Because you study it from that standpoint.
I think they got good skill on the outside. I think they got a good QB. I think our D-line gets after them. Our backers do their job. DB does their job. I think it'll be a good game. Colorado looks good, though. They don't look like they're nothing we haven't seen before. We're striked off 3-9 at the end of the day. So I think we're ready for them. You're as well as the preparation is for the game. So, I think we're ready.
Help people understand, because, my understanding is as you kind of evaluate a team, you're obviously looking at what they do with their general scheme. You're looking at their habits. you're going to evaluate kind of their personnel and say, okay, you know, number eight, this is what his tendencies are, or this is their go-to guy in this situation. How in the weeds do you get when you are looking at film and studying film and preparing for a team?
You know, you look at everything like that. You know, a lot of tendencies, you know, what receivers like to do, you know, what the line likes to run, you know, if there are gaps, if there are zone scheme, you know. Especially with the QB, you know, like if he looks off the safeties, if he's just throwing the ball right away, if the line's blocking for him, how fast is he getting the ball out, you know, empty, you know, what formation tendencies do they like, you know, what are they running? Is it more run pass out of these formations? So, you know, just a lot of more stuff than you can while you watch a film and game planning for an opponent. You know, it's not just watch film and saying, oh, they want to get the ball here, they want to throw here, they want to run the ball. You know, it's a lot more to it.
One of your teammates on defense, Melvin Jordan, said that, you know, he likes a real defensive game. You know, he likes a 21-17 game. But do you like those games, or do you like the games when the ball's in the air a lot and you're getting challenged, or what kind of game do you prefer as a defensive back?
As a defensive back, I like to be challenged. You know, yeah, somebody might catch some here and there, but, you know, over the course of the game, what was the end result? Who won that one-on-one battle at the end of the day, at the point of attack, you know? As far as, like, you know, 21-17 games, I don't like seeing any points on the board scored on us, you know, so I'd really rather have a donut up there. But, you know, them close games I do like because, you know, it is on us, and, you know, that's where you make your statement. You know, that's where you make your name. You know, moments.
Last job that you had, what did you get? You're a razzmatazz guy. Are you staying with that, or you've been doing something else?
I actually got on for right now, large, first Thursday. What's it called? I get a free pebble.
We are talking with Jaden Robinson, as we do every week right here, courtesy of Jamba. All right, Jaden, you know, your family, your mom, I know she's come out to several games. Does she come to every game? Do you get a chance to see her at all games? Is she soaking up what, you know, is this, you know, potential last year of college eligibility for you?
Oh, most definitely. She's always at the games. She loves to go to the games. I love to have her, you know, she gets good home-cooked meals, you know, while I'm here, so I'm very grateful for that. So, she always comes out for the game. She's always here.
I love it. You're going to have to take her out for Jamba, and we will catch you next week. I appreciate you giving us some of your time, and good luck with the bowling and the coursework, man. I'm glad that we were able to get this interview in.
Yes, sir, of course. Thank you for having me again.
Jaden Robinson, there he is. He joins us every week. He was supposed to be on Thursday, yesterday. And he couldn't make it because he had class. Come on, don't let school get in the way of your education. But I was a little thrown. I got to be honest, Steven. I was a little thrown when he said at the beginning of the interview that he had a music class and then something about a Native American flute class or whatever. And I kind of just let it go. And then I asked him what he learned. And then he said he learned something about bowling. Maybe I misunderstood. I might have to go back and listen to what he said. And I was listening. I was on pins and needles listening to what he had to say because I enjoyed talking to the kid. And it was just funny because he was supposed to come on Thursday, as he always does. And then all of a sudden he was like, hey, I have class. And I was like, well, I don't want you to walk out of class and do an interview. And I don't want you to be on the phone if it's like in some auditorium or down a hallway. And I certainly do not want to be a distraction from his studies. I don't need a bunch of Oregon State fans tweeting at me or writing me angry emails saying that I am getting in the way of Jaden Robinson's education. We're giving him media training here, people. We are getting him ready for the next level, so to speak. All right, we have so much more ahead on this Friday. Michigan State and Oregon coming up, 6 o'clock. Who you got in this game? Tweet at me, at John Canzano BFT. I've got a poll up where you can still vote and register your vote to figure out who you think is going to win the football game. Will you boo Jonathan Smith? Will you boo him in your living room? So many questions that I have as Jonathan Smith is making his not-so-triumphant return to the state of Oregon. And Stephen has been kind enough, thank you, Stephen, to pull the audio of Jaden Robinson from just a moment ago. Okay, so now the great debate is, what classes did Jaden Robinson say he was taking? And I thought he said music and some Native American flute class. And then I asked him what he learned, and he said something about bowling, right? And the person in the lane next to you. Okay, so what did he say? Stephen has pulled the audio. Thank you, Stephen. That's good hustle. Here we go. Here's what he said. What are you taking on Thursdays?
I got music and Native American flute class.
I needed to take more of that music and Native American flute class so that I could go bowling. I need to follow up with this. I'm going to send him a text on the commercial break and say, why are you talking about bowling and what you learned in bowling and the lane next to you? I don't know. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network. What are you taking on Thursdays?
I got music and Native American flute class.